Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. Welcome to Being Green. Easter is apparently the peak holiday for chocolate sales around the world, beating even Valentine's Day and Christmas. I read somewhere that about 90 million Easter bunnies are produced each year, and I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't more. But just how environmentally friendly is your favorite slab? Do you know where the cocoa is sourced? Are the farmers paid a fair price? And do they use sustainable farming methods? Well, one local Cape Town chocolate company that pays attention to this kind of question is the international award-winning Africoa. And I'm joined online now by its head chocolate maker, Antonino Allegra. Antonino, you source your cocoa directly from farmers in Kiela in Tanzania.
Yes, hi, hello. We do. Africoa Chocolate is producing chocolate in South Africa, but of course South Africa doesn't grow cocoa beans, and we went and searched everywhere until we found a good spot for us. It's not a secret, it's in Kiela. It's a small little village town in the south of Tanzania, close to Lake Malawi. So we started this project 5 years ago in 2015, and we looked around in Africa because that's where most of the cocoa come from, and we found that Tanzania was the closest place and very easy also in terms of trading facilities between South Africa and Tanzania to go and visit them, visit the cocoa farming community, and also in terms of logistics, how to get the product here as soon as possible. And we found the way.
Antonino, I've read that many cocoa farmers make only about $1 a day, which is well below the poverty line. But by cutting out the middleman, by going directly to the farmers, you've actually helped those that you work with improve their situation, and you've actually been back there and seen this. Could you tell us what you saw?
This has been an eye-opening for us, because we believed in there is something that can be done for the cocoa farmers, but when we went the first time around 2015, 2016, we found a very simple way of life, very rural, and we didn't know the impact that we could create. When we went back literally in September last year, for the first time after 3 years, we thought, okay, look, we've done something. The farmers were very happy, but I didn't expect to see the incredible transformation in the farmers' life. The farmers managed to build their houses, so they have managed to build in their community toilet facilities for every farmer, something not even the government had managed then. We saw also something that's changed is the level of confidence. We could see in their eyes that they have understood that they're no longer depending on somebody else telling them what to do and how to do it.
That's an incredible story. I saw that somewhere that a change from 74p, British pence, to £1.80 takes a whole family entirely out of the circle of poverty. Is it easy in terms of finances for them to get organic certification for the cacao?
The cocoa itself, the entire area in Tanzania is practically organic, simply because they never used fertilizers, because they couldn't afford it for once. And the project that helped the farmer creating the program, the cocoa program, always strive to convince the farmer, do not use any pesticide. It's bad for yourself, for your own health, and for your kids before the product itself. So if we can say that the cocoa beans in this area where we buy ours are organically grown, and we have a project in place, hopefully we can start the next year, to go back, work with the university, with the local university in Tanzania, and do all the tests to declare with fact, declare that the cocoa beans are organic and have an Africoa certified stamp, so to speak. So the farmers don't have to pay one-third of their income to an European company just to prove it.
Yes, that's wonderful. I believe that they actually grow something called the heirloom cacao bean, which is apparently the sort of king of these kind of beans.
Yes, the Tuji Kamboi Cocoa Farm Group, it's a small group that we buy from. When we met the first time, I tasted cocoa beans, and there was something special. I didn't know what it was. They managed to send the cocoa beans for genetic testing, and they've been declared one of the 15 in the world heirloom cocoa. The cocoa beans are heirloom, are defined by their flavor, their quality, their resistance, and yes, the yield might not be as big as the other ones, but the quality is what makes them special.
And I believe that the species also has an ecological benefit.
Yes, because it's not something modified. It's basically what has been, what arrived there in, I think it was in the 50s, 1950s, and they have kept it as is.
I also read somewhere that because they can grow in the shade, that's also good, and they live harmoniously with other fruit trees, because one of the big problems in cacao production, I believe, is the move towards monoculture. But I believe you also don't use, you spoke about genetically modified plants. I believe you don't use any GMOs, palm oil, all these things that are not good for the environment. You don't use them in your chocolate.
No, we keep it as simple as possible. I'm originally from Italy, so simplicity in food is the goal. So we basically take the cocoa beans, we add South African sugar, and that's about it. Nothing much. For the milk chocolate, of course, we'll put milk powder, but that's part of the of the ingredient list. There is no palm oil, there is no GMO. We don't even use vanilla flavor, or not even real vanilla. Simply because the chocolate has so much flavor on its own that there is no need to cover it with something else.
I read a story about a chocolate maker in Côte d'Ivoire who actually, they use bicycles to grind the beans, and in that way they reduce energy consumption. They also reuse the cocoa shells, and I believe that you do that as well.
The cocoa shell,
the cocoa
yes,
shell part,
we can't
yes.
run on bicycle because... The cocoa shell, yes. When we grow, this is generally in agriculture, when you grow something, you're not just eating the fruit, but you're also eating the minerals and the richness of the soil. In a certain way, but we need to bring it back to the soil. So what do? All the cocoa shell, we collect it, and we donate it to farming communities where we can, they use it for training purpose, but also they use it for fertilizing, and that helps bring it back to the what we have taken away in Tanzania.
That is such such a good thing to do, and I presume that one can buy Afrikoa chocolate in pretty much all the supermarkets, can you?
At the moment you can buy in Spar. There is quite a lot of Spar. It is available nationwide. There are a few specialized shops that have it as well. And you can also purchase online with us directly.
Excellent. Well, I'm definitely going to go out and taste some. That was Afrikoa's head chocolate maker, Antonino Allegra. And if you want to see how your favorite international brand fares in terms of a range of issues, including sustainability, take a look at mightyearth.org, which brings out, believe it or not, an annual Easter scorecard ranking for the world's biggest chocolate companies. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's edition. Happy Easter to those of you who celebrate it, and I hope the Easter Bunny will be making deliveries to your neighborhood despite the lockdown. So from me, Glynis Crook, till next week, goodbye.